This podcast is sponsored by Renewal by Anderson of Central Pennsylvania. Right now, you can get in on Renewal by Anderson's super deal. $500 off every window and $1,000 off every door. That's at $0 down, no payments, and no interest for 12 months. Drop by renewalbyanderson.com for more information. Offer ends May 31st. One city's residents are openly concerned about ATV and motorbike gatherings organized over social media. In Philadelphia, it's the clash of the officials. One Utilities is lowering its supply prices, and a rare groundhog was spotted. I'm Claudia DeMiro, and you're listening to Today in PA. People in Reading are voicing their concerns regarding rowdy ATV and motorbike gatherings that have been regularly happening on weekends in City Park, reports the Reading Eagle. Officials say these gatherings draw 300-plus vehicles, and some witnesses have claimed it's just quote-unquote total chaos. People disobeying traffic rules, driving recklessly on streets, blaring music, drinking alcohol. Officials have stated these types of gatherings, which don't just happen in Reading, are usually organized through social media, something which law enforcement in the city has been monitoring in the hopes of mitigating the situation. Thing is, Reading's police department, like so many others, is understaffed, making this a challenge to get under control. The department has put together a detail that deals with these gatherings specifically. Several arrests have already been made. Philadelphia Mayor Sherelle Parker is butting heads with the city council over one of her school board appointees, reports Axios Philadelphia. Here's the backstory. So, school board members are appointed by the mayor, but they have to get a vote of consent from city legislators before they start their term. The city council recently approved Parker's own nominees last week, with the exception of one person. Joyce Wilkerson. Wilkerson's nomination got the axe on Monday because, according to legislators, there were concerns over her opposition to charter schools. But Parker appointed Wilkerson anyway. The mayor said in a statement that she had asked Wilkerson to stay on the board, of which she's the longest-serving member, actually, quote, until such a time when I appoint a new member, unquote, as there's yet to be a confirmed replacement. Y continues to report that Parker is calling for unity in the wake of this situation, saying to council members during a Tuesday morning address, quote, we can agree to disagree and have some fights, but don't let that be the North Star on how we move the city of Philadelphia. PPL Electric Utilities intends to lower costs for customers who don't shop for electricity supplies, states Penn Live. What nice news. This decrease applies to customers who are on the company's default supply rate, aka price to compare. The proposed drop does still need to be approved by the Pennsylvania Public Utility Commission, but if it is, this change in price will start June 1st. Anisette Fernandez recently saw something you don't see every day in East York, says NorthCentralPA.com. An albino groundhog. Albinism is a genetic disorder which occurs in about 1 in 10,000 mammals, noticeably causing the fur of some animals to become white and their eyes pink. This groundhog can be seen in a video Fernandez took just chilling on a hillside, munching on some grass. What a life. That wraps up today's episode. For even more news, check out PennLive.com. And please remember to rate this podcast and to email me at todayinpa@PennLive.com because it's just nice to hear from you. Thanks ahead of time, and of course, thanks for listening. I'm Claudia DeMiro, and I'll see you for Friday's episode of Today in PA. This podcast is sponsored by Renewal by Anderson of Central Pennsylvania. Right now, you can get in on Renewal by Anderson's super deal. $500 off every window and $1,000 off every door. That's at $0 down, no payments, and no interest for 12 months. Drop by renewalbyanderson.com for more information. Offer ends May 31st.